Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to R&R Riley Ministry, Youth Lifting Up Jesus.
Keeping it real with the Riley.
It's been a good while now, but hey, as the saying goes, we back. And this evening, we want to kick it off with a, as usual, with a prayer, thanking for all the favor and all the blessings that we have received. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. Thank you for all the blessings that we have received. Thank you for the favor. Thank you for being you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you for loving us.
Yes.
When we don't love ourselves.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
So we could be able to give you the praise and the glory on this beautiful day that you have made.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, we thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It is good to be back. We just want to tell you guys we miss you and we love you. It's been like forever. You know, we are not before the people alone in your heart. And I have such a longing in my heart. I have so much that God has given me. And I just want to say to you guys, sit back and relax. Because put your seat up. We got a treat in store for you. Today's topic, we're coming from Matthew 28. And it reads, coming from the King James Version. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. You know, we're going to talk about this in Jesus' name. This is going to be a series, and this is part one. Where is your faith? This seems to be a little controversial. Various pastors quote this, and they say different things regarding it. I never wanted to have a ministry that was controversial. But when you're a Christian, that's it right there. You got that JC, that invisible JC on your forehead. And you are in the midst of controversy because of the fact that we believe in something. We believe in someone. We believe in a spiritual authority that people cannot see. And you know how it is when you cannot see it? Well, then, you know, sometimes you just don't believe it. But in Jesus' name, there is authority. And this authority has been left here in the earth by Jesus. I heard one pastor say that this topic, the apostles, and he was about to depart, and in departing, he was given, you know, he was saying the authority that the Father had given him. And yes, this is true. Then he said, go. Go. He immediately gave that power to the church. He relinquished the power to the church. You know, you cannot have faith and believe in Jesus and believe that he is who he says he is, and that authority is not for you as well. You know, some people say that it's thinking that you put yourself on the same level as Jesus. That is not so. Some people say that in believing that you are daunting yourself. That is not so. Jesus said, these works that I do, greater will you do. So, if the works that Jesus do, greater will I do, then I got to believe that he gave me some authority to do the work that he said I could do. Is that right?
Yeah. That's what I would believe.
No, so I'm going to have to ask you this question. Is your faith in Christ Jesus, are you using the authority that Jesus left here for you to use? So is this teaching we teaching on in Jesus' name? Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Let us first look at why do we say in Jesus' name. Well, simply, Jesus' name is the only name under the sun and heaven that is given that has power. We as Christians have been given authority by Jesus to tread upon the serpent and upon all things. And Philippians 2:10, it says, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So everything has to bow in the name of Jesus. It has to surrender to the name of Jesus because there is authority in the name of Jesus. That's why when you're casting out demons, you say in Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name, we bind you. Because without the name of Jesus, what you said don't mean a hill of beans. Acts 16:18 says, and this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her, and he came out of her with great power. You know, authority in Jesus' name. You got to know who you is in Jesus. I am a child of God. I have authority in Jesus' name. I desire to do the work of my Father. I desire to be like my Father. He gave me a new life. First, he gave me a natural life. Then he allowed me to be born again.
Amen.
And gave me a second life. You know, time is out for sitting down on Jesus. Time is out. The days is winding down. I know we say it all the time, oh, Jesus coming back soon. They've been saying that over 2,000 years, he's coming back soon. But you know what? If he don't come back for another 1,000 years, so what? The point is, you go die. So when you die, where are you going? Are you going to heaven or are you going to hell? In Jesus' name, pick your destination. Pack your bag. You can pack your bags and get on the Christian train, or you can pack your bag and get on the hell train. It's up to you.
As a pastor was saying on Sunday, you got to leave here.
Because you know what? I don't need to go kneel down Father, forgive me for my sin. It's been 6 days since my last confession. No,
you got to go and tell him for me and all this.
No, wow. I don't need no man.
You know.
All I need to do is fall out on my knees. You know what? God is so good, you ain't got to fall down on your knees.
That's right. That's right.
You ain't got to fall down on your knees. All you got to do is say, Lord, forgive me in Jesus' name.
That's all.
You know, talking with my grandson, we were speaking, you know, he could have a couple of pieces of candy, and I said, Granddad, did you thank Jesus for that candy? Why? It's just a piece of candy. Yeah, you might give me without all the piece of candy. As I said, you know how many people don't even have food? Don't yet. A piece of candy would be a luxury because they would treat it as food. You know, when he had to talk about it, he really thought about it. He said, you know what, man? We are really blessed to have Jesus. And we are. We are. In everything, we should give thanks. You know, thank God in Jesus' name that we're able to put clothes on our back. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're able to have a roof over our head. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a vehicle to drive. You know, in Jesus' name, we just have to thank God for everything. You know, when I get to talking about Jesus, I get emotional a lot. Because he did so much for me, for you, for us. I don't know what he did for you, but I know what he did for me. I know I was on my way to hell.
Well, for one thing, yeah, we know what we did for them. Because if they listened to us, he woke them up this morning.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but you know, so many things that people's not... They're still ashamed of.
Shame.
But you know what? Praise you, Lord God. Yeah, there's some things I've done I don't ever want to talk about. But you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for the salvation.
But there's no sense in you being ashamed because you know what you did anyway.
I mean, yeah, there's some things I've done that I talked to Jesus about. I don't ever want to talk about it today, is what I mean. You know,
sense in
It's just that, you know, it's in the past, and you want those things to stay in the past. But y'all know they don't, right? You know they have a way of creeping up and slapping you on the face.
Well, you better go ahead and give them to it.
Well, I didn't give them all, so I'm
you
just saying, you know. You know what?
Saying that you better go and repent.
Well, you know what? For instance, I remember when we were in Michigan, Michelle and I, we were at the store. I think it was like 97, 98, somewhere back there. And we ran into somebody we knew from way back in the day. I was a teenager when I was wild and crazy. Thank you, Jesus, for deliverance. And he said, hey, Ryan, how you doing? I said, huh? Who? And my girl, she said, Dizzle, he talking to you? I was like, I know you. Because I immediately wanted to disassociate myself with the past. But then afterwards, I felt so bad. You know, I bet because, one, that was part of me I was trying to leave behind. Two, you know, I realized, what if I could have said something to that person difference in their life, but they were still doing what they do. You know, what if I never got a chance to see that person again? And I could have spoke a word or something in that person's life. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes we just thought things in our past that have just been so terrible, we just don't want to be associated with it no more. You know, but Jesus paid the price for it all. And I'm sure when Jesus looks back, and he probably say, I could imagine, he probably said, Father, I went down. God took the beating for them. And look at this. You know, and that's the same way we are sometimes. We look at our past, give it over to Him. We have to know that in Jesus' name. I have been guilty looking at that.
Yeah, but that's the same way when we look at our people. You know, the thing that you have sacrificed and did for them and did for them and go on, you know, it's the same thing, you know.
That's right.
You know, the past, you know, just me moving back home, you know, it's people there. I did a lot of stupid and crazy things before I left here. I was a teenager, just going, thought I was grown. But now, here I am now, 40 years later, and people are still holding me as that teenager.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Only a baby do it.
You know, and well, see, that's the thing. Here in a small town like that, everybody is about race. All the older people is about race, you know. And then they still looking at you as that teenager or that immature young man at that time. You know what I'm saying? And they say they think they know you. But 40 years have passed, they don't know anything about me.
I know.
You know, they don't know one thing about me, you know. But they assume that they know, you know. And they want to keep going back to my past, you know. And when they get to talk about you, they can't talk about nothing that you've done lately because they don't know. They have to go back, you know. Well, I remember him back.
Yeah.
Oh, he did this here. He did that there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we don't want nobody to go back with us.
Woo! Yeah. You know what? I tell you. That's because we don't understand the authority that we have. Because if we understand, the people understand the authority that they have in Jesus' name. Because I didn't understand the thing. I understand it now. With the authority, then how do people go back? Because I got something for them. I got Jesus. Because I can show them along each step when Jesus took me and cleansed me and he's walking with me and he's doing it for me.
And they don't want to accept that.
Right.
They don't want to accept that. No. That change. You know, unless they done walked it, you know, because they can't. See, for one thing, people need to look back at themselves.
Right.
And look where they have come from.
Right.
You know, because, see, we get to place that we act like we can move or we can change, but can't nobody else change.
Yes. Yes, we do. You know, that's why the spirit for this question is, how should we use, as you say, we should use the authority. We should use that in believing that we have what we say. We use Jesus' name with authority in all things. We shape our future by what we believe.
That's right.
In Acts 9:27, but Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. So rather than talking, rather is praying, rather is song. And all things do it in Jesus' name. Don't mean that you gotta shove Jesus down somebody. It means that you use wisdom. And even if you go out to play with your friends, you know, in the midst of going, say a prayer. Lord Jesus, protect us in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. In all things, who to you in Jesus' name? Now, some people tell you all the pastors. Some people tell you that it was only for the apostles. But to be truthful, all believers should use in Jesus' name, because this is the only name that can be used to heal, deliver, and set the captives free. There is power in the name of Jesus. And my beloved, I tell you, in Jesus' name, there is no other name under the sun. There is no other name under the heaven that can set you free, that can heal you, that can deliver you. There is no other name under the sun that can bind the enemy. We've got to use in Jesus' name and call it a day. And you got to believe. You have got to believe that you have what you say. You know, we are not healed. We are not delivered. We are not set free because we do not believe. You got to believe it in Jesus' name, because in his name there is power. And you cannot believe that. If you cannot accept that, then you need to question if you are a Christian. Because you cannot read the New Testament and see all the things that the apostles did and the churches did. And, you know, they said Christians, believers, back then we were called believers. He came with authority. You know, Jesus gave us the authority, not the apostles. Jesus gave us the authority. Jesus gave us that authority, and in giving us that authority, we are able to cast out demons. We're able to heal the sick. We're able to set the captives free. We're able to be free ourselves.
You let that boss on the job get a promotion.
Yeah.
And tell you over 3 or 4 people. You got that authority to tell them what to do and when to do it and how to do it and where to do it, you know? You'll take that and run with it.
Oh, yeah. You take the word and run with the word.
And say, hey.
You know, how should we use it? How should we use the name of Jesus? You know, we have to use it again with the authority, believing that we have what we say. Acts 3 and 6. This Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Wow. In the name of Jesus, rise up. Not just in the name of Jesus, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He was trying to make sure you understood what Jesus he was talking about. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. You know, I've been healed many times. And things have been documented by the doctors that only Jesus did it. You know, God is good like this. But we have a really, really bad habit as Christians, as believers. We say we want to be healed. Well, you get to have your healing when you believe it. But see, your healing, it don't have to be physical. It could be mental. It could be emotional. It could be financially. You have to believe. You cannot say, I have a toothache, and I believe this toothache is going away. It's going to go away in Jesus' name. And then you go and say, oh, my tooth hurts so bad, everyone else will stop hurting. You just contradicted the word. You just contradicted that. So therefore, you cannot have what you start out, you know, spiritual authority came in. Your blessing is right there. And you just, like a fly on the wall, squatted and hit it. They killed it. And you know what? You can't get nowhere like that. You have to believe it. You have to confess it. And you have to leave it alone. You can't take it back. Because see, when Jesus made a promise and gave his authority, that is just it. That's what he did. And we, as Christians, as believers, we have to walk in it. We have to believe in it. You know, there's just no other way. No other way. No other way. You can't drive the car going down the street on the outside of it. You got to be in the car to drive. The only way you drive in the car on the outside is you must be walking in the steering and somebody else is pushing it. And you know what? You can only get by so long on mama's face, on daddy's face, because then sooner or later, you got to reach the age of accountability where you got to stand up for yourself. You can't be on your husband's face, can't be on your wife's face, on your girlfriend or boyfriend's face. No, you got to be on your faith, what you believe. You have to believe for yourself. What do you have to say, Riley?
Well, yeah. You're the one going to have to answer. You're going to have to answer. Like the song say, mama can't do it for you. Sister can't do it for you. Brother can't do it for you. You know, you you're going to have to stand before God for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know. And out of all the things that's going on, all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world, you know, have to believe that, you know, it's something that is covering you.
Yeah. You know, something has a name. Holy Spirit.
Right. The Holy Spirit. You know.
Not a song.
You know, the Holy Spirit. And that's, we got a bad habit of calling it something. You know, something spoke to me and told me not to let my child go. So something spoke to me and told me not to go down there. You know, that's God talking to you.
Open up your ears and listen.
He's talking to you.
Open up your ears and listen.
You know. And we don't listen to him enough to really know his voice, you know, when he's talking to us, you know.
Well,
because most, a lot of people, they believe in man before they believe in God. They believe in man before they believe in Jesus Christ.
Well, we know.
You know, and, man, he can't help you. You know, you can call on Uncle Joe and Aunt Sally and whoever else you want to call on. They ain't gonna stop you from going to hell.
They're really not.
You know. But
God has been
call on Jesus.
So good.
That's the powerful thing on this earth right there.
On earth, in
earth, around it,
over it. You know, Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
So if you don't know Jesus for yourself, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, if you don't have a personal relationship with him for yourself, we invite you to say this prayer with us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent right now. I believe in my heart that you died for me, and that God raised you up on the third day. You are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
If you have said that prayer, you are saved. You have confessed with your mouth. You believe in your heart. You are now a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
If you don't have a church home, find yourself a church home. Until you find yourself a church home, make sure you read your Bible every day. Talk to God in Jesus' name. Talk to Jesus.
Yes.
Let the Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct you. Let your light shine before me. Until next time, we love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
God bless you.